fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on our third hour on Thursday, the 6th day of July. The preparative tip of the day is to find your safe haven now. If you don't have one, get one. What would that mean? Well, that means buying a place, preferably a hobby farm, maybe starting a hobby farm, becoming part of an existing safe haven. It could be a relative, a friend, somebody you went to school with, somebody you work with, somebody you go to church with. Hobby farms, farms in general, many times frequently need 2 things, labor and money. So you might be able to farm in partnership with an existing farm that would work out in everybody's best interest. A couple of announcements. First of all, my John Moore Show meetup will be moved tonight. It will not be in Rolla. It will be at Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri. That's on Highway 68. The address is 1202 North Jefferson, which is also Highway 68. We get together at 4:30. Second announcement, we're getting together at the Sullivan 6 Cinema tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. to see the 1 p.m. showing Sound of Freedom. We're meeting in the lobby at 12:30. My wife will be with me, and it'll be a great screening of that film. Last but not least, the energy cleaner is on sale until midnight tomorrow night, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website, or call my toll-free R line. Don't ask about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order, 800-592-9543. We got a caller here. We've got a BJ in Kansas. Good morning, BJ.
Hi. Good morning. Oh, I've been wanting to call about this topic for a long time, and I've held off. It's about Trump. If you get a chance, look at this website, J.D. Farg, F-A-R-A-G. J as in Jack, D as in dog, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, R as in Ralph, A as in Apple, G as in George, .org. It's dated for April the 2nd, 2023. It's called Beating Around the Bush. Before that came out, on March the 5th, a Sunday, I went to church. I came home and watched a video by Dr. Naomi Wolf. And I did a write-up. I do write-ups quite a bit and submit those for an organization. But I don't hate Trump. I voted for him. I don't think he's going to ever speak up about his mistakes. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything like that. I feel that, this is in my heart, I feel like it was a plan for Trump to win the 2016 election. His role in the office was to come across the sugar and spice and everything nice and make America great again and win in the trust of America. I'm thinking maybe Trump knew in advance that he would be part of the great culling since our world is overpopulated, encouraging people to take the vax. But on the other hand, stating you don't have to take it. Some of the businesses around me made it a mandatory for people to take the vaccine or lose their job. The ones that did get the vaccine are now losing their job. They're laid off. They don't have any insurance. Now how are they going to get medical treatment? I think it was possible that Trump knew in advance he was going to lose the election of 2020. But his job was to continue to brag that he was the father of vaccines and encourage boosters. It's possible that Trump got shots of saline. There's pictures of his daughter getting the vax. Pfizer's going to support Trump during the next election. I think every time Trump speaks up about the Pfizer, I think Pfizer has given him bonuses. I don't think he's going to make it to the election. People are getting sick and some are dying. Things will get worse by the end of the year, and maybe Tucker Carlson's video will come back out, and or some courageous individual will speak up. The zombie people will either check themselves out or be in fighting mad. Some will take a revenge on the ones that are unvaxxed due to jealousy. I think it's best for some people to keep their mouths shut if you haven't been vaccinated and you want to live. Took a lot of courage to call and tell you this.
Okay, BJ. Well, we appreciate the call. We really do. Thank you very much. Okay. Yes. Well, I'm not aware of any evidence that Pfizer is providing money to Trump. If they are, that's certainly horrible. If that's what's going on, official campaign contributions are a public record, so if that's happening, we would know that. There's a lot of people say that President Trump was part of the New World Order. I have to disagree. Why would they want somebody who would slow down their agenda? The evidence that I'm seeing is Biden administration is a third administration of President Obama. Biden's doing everything that Obama wanted to do. So it's just a continuation of Obama's administration. President Trump was a four-year diversion, a four-year slowdown, a four-year stopping of the Obama administration. A very unique individual, to say the least. Looks like we've got, we've got a caller here. We got Jerry in South Dakota. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. I got a different perspective on Trump. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't have the internet or a lot of access to alternative news. But I had heard sometime that Trump's actual plan was not to provide this vaccine to wholesale like it's been done. It was intended to be used for the people who really needed it, who were nearly on their deathbed. That's what his plan was for, and it got changed, as I understand it. On a related topic, and I don't want to forget what I wanted to tell you, well, you probably remember this. Back in the late 70s or early 80s, the American Communist Party changed its name to the American Civil Liberties Union, which is totally deceptive. There is nothing civil about a communist. And I would like it if people would not let that be forgotten. And you probably remember this.
I don't. The ACLU has been around since way before the 70s, so I'm not aware of that happening myself.
Yeah, that's what... Well... I could be off.
You still there?
Go ahead.
Well, I'll look up ACLU here real quick, but I'm pretty sure they go back quite a ways. 103 years. I mean, the ACLU has been around since 1920. 103 years.
Well, that is interesting, isn't it?
Right. Well, but Gus Hall was the head of the American Communist Party for many years, and he ran for president every cycle for a number of cycles. Gus Hall finally said that he's not running for president anymore because the Democrats are carrying out the entire agenda of the Communist Party.
Okay, well, that's all I had.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jerry. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Robert Kennedy, he's upside down on his belief that human beings are causing the climate of planet Earth to change, human activity, creation of carbon dioxide, which is a very healthy, necessary gas for plants to live, is somehow harming the planet, making it worse, making it warmer. It's kind of a glitch in his brain. He's a environmental attorney. He's represented various entities in environmental matters. Other than that, I think he's pretty much on the money when it comes to other issues. The Democrats are not going to allow him to become the candidate. That's not going to happen. He's against just about everything Democrats support, except the foolish global warming agenda. That's not enough to get him on the ballot as a Democrat. That simply won't be tolerated. You know, he's making some of the most powerful entities on the planet angry. That would be the pharmaceutical industry. It's just not going to happen. Now, Dr. Horowitz was not aware. I'm aware because I was so happy to see it when President Trump was being inaugurated, and just before, when his team was being, his transition team, his cabinet was being announced, his staff. I was so happy to see that Robert Kennedy Jr. was going to be part of the Trump administration to bring the light of day to the true nature of vaccines. That was going to be his role in the Trump administration. Now, how long was he there? I don't know. 6 weeks, 8 weeks. It wasn't that long. Couple of months, maybe. It may have been 3 months. It wasn't very long at all. And he's gone. I don't know why. I'm not sure it was ever publicly disclosed, but I know he was gone relatively quickly. I don't know the details of that. I know that Robert Kennedy has referred to President Trump as a bully. Well, that's President Trump's basic persona. He's a bully. That's simply part of who the man is. That's an accurate description. As I said earlier, I've known and worked with men with that unique persona, where his style of leadership is my way or the highway. Where it's very difficult for a man like that to admit he's wrong. My father was a guy like that. I recall when I was a teenager, my father had me putting fence posts up for it would have been a horse fence on one side of our property. And he says, "Is John?" I think he's still calling me Johnny. He says, "Johnny, I want each fence post exactly 3 feet above the ground." And I spent the entire day in the sunshine with my kid brother doing that. He came home from work, and I measured it with a tape measure. The top of every fence post was exactly 3 feet above the ground. Unfortunately, the ground was rolling, so the tops of the fence posts were not even. Each one was a different level than the other one. He got so angry. He jumped out. He says, "What did you do?" And I said, "I did, Dad. I did exactly what you wanted. Each fence post is exactly 3 feet above the ground." He got angry, and these were 4x4 foot oak fence posts. He went one by one. There was about 25 of these, 25 or 30. It was a bunch of them. And he pulled them all out of the ground, threw them on the ground. He was so angry. He never admitted that I did it right. But that's okay. That's the way my dad was. We got a caller and a holder. We got Sammy in Las Vegas. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. What's your name? Go ahead.
I am so glad you're coming around to see JFK Jr. I've got to tell you, I'm working for his campaign here in Nevada. And what he's saying, John, is people are misinterpreting this. He's saying from burning all the dirty coal, all the dirty oil in the Appalachians, all the fish are contaminated with mercury from burning all of that. That's what he's talking about. The pollution from
That's not climate change. That's a specific issue in a specific geographical area, and I have no argument with that at all.
Yeah, well, if you listen to his talks, and there's a lot of them out there, it explains what he's doing, and the reason he left Trump when he was doing the vaccine is because. And you'll see this in some of his speeches. If you look up some of his speeches, he said that Donald Trump got $1 million from Pfizer. Then he put Pfizer people on the board to approve the vaccine, and that's why.
What board was that, Sammy? If you know
The board that
CDC.
It was the CDC and another one, the HI something. I can't remember all these.
National Institute of Health, NIH?
Yeah, NIH.
Or the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They all have their hands in that pie.
Yeah, and he put a person actually from Pfizer on the boards of those, and, of course, they passed it.
They approved it, obviously, but you may or may not know this. Did Robert Kennedy leave the Trump administration voluntarily, or was he fired? Do you know, if you know?
Now, that I really can't say 100%, but he was upset that, you know, Trump brought Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci to the White House. You remember when they were on there just about every day? And
right.
That's when he left.
Well, that would have been a little bit deeper, and that would have been quite a bit later. After 2016.
Yep. But anyway,
if you know, Sammy, how long was he with the Trump administration? Was it 6 weeks, 8 weeks? It wasn't long.
I can't say 100%, and I would I would never jive your listeners. You know that, but
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I think he's our only hope. If they don't kill him and he's telling the truth, We gotta hope so, because he's our own.
Well, I wish you all the success in the world, Sammy. On one hand, on the other, I believe the men and women who run the Democratic Party at the national level simply aren't going to allow Robert Kennedy Jr. to be the candidate. I don't think
they're doing everything they can to keep him out.
Of course.
Debates, no debate.
Right.
Who? You know, this is getting to be just like third world nations where the oligarchs will tell you who you get to vote for.
You mean a banana republic?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So you have a campaign? Well, you're in Las Vegas. Do you have a campaign office, or what you got there in Las Vegas?
Yeah, he doesn't have his campaign office opened yet, but if you go to the Democratic Party, and believe me, they don't like him a bit, you can get all the information. You know, if you go to the Democratic Party here in Nevada.
Okay.
Because they have to give you information.
And what kind of,
you know, he's, John, if they killed your uncle and your father, wouldn't you have some skin in this game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, he revealed about last week who actually pulled the trigger on his uncle.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's got skin in the game.
He's a tough guy. He's a smart guy and a tough guy. Sam, you got anything else for us?
No, John, you have a great day.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Special announcement. Tonight's John Moore Show meetup will be in St. James, Missouri, not in Rolla. It will be at the Country Bob's Restaurant on Highway 68 in Rolla. We get together at 4:30. The actual address is 1202 North Jefferson. Our regular restaurant is closed tonight, so that's why we're moving to St. James, Missouri, Country Bob's Restaurant. Tomorrow, we're getting together at the Sullivan Six Cinema at 12:30 p.m. In the lobby, we're going to watch the 1 p.m. screening of Sound of Freedom, an excellent documentary, that docudrama is probably more accurate, docudrama about the child trafficking industry. And last but not least, the energy cleaners on sale, the 4th of July sale, is in effect right now until midnight tomorrow night. And $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Okay. This whole phenomenon, what's been going on beginning in January of 2020, it's been a wild ride, beginning with the Wuhan China virus coming out of China, the make-believe pandemic, where falsified death certificates were being generated all over the country. I know in my county, our county coroner was making sure that the death certificates were accurate and correct and changing. I don't know how many of them, quite a few. I'm one of the former, it was a, at the time, the former coroner. I know him pretty well. And he's on top of this. He keeps his ivermectin handy. I should mention that tomorrow we once again we have a regular new Friday guest. That would be Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She came to some national attention because her county, Texas County, Missouri, which is the largest county in the state of Missouri, almost as large as Rhode Island, by the way, had one of the lowest rates of vaccination in the country due to her efforts of educating the residents of Texas County about the true nature of these vaccines, these COVID vaccines, the clot shot. That's what I call it, and many others are calling it that also. If you want to know more about this, at my website at thelibertyman.com, we have a COVID panel, more than 200 articles and videos at my COVID panel at thelibertyman.com, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain terms, that the Pfizer COVID vaccination is meant to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's a direct intended effect. It's not a mistake. It's intended to take to hurt and kill people, to sterilize women, to sterilize men. That's what it's meant to do, and that's, in fact, what it is doing. We have the side effects, what I call direct effects, that a judge forced Pfizer to release. 9 pages, single-spaced. Pfizer wanted to keep this secret for 75 years. But a judge forced them to release it. I'm not a healthcare professional, but I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, going through that list of effects from the Pfizer COVID vaccination clot shot, it's a really scary list. I would say about half of them are things I never even heard of before. It's an amazing list, a scary list. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Tom Berryhill with us. We're getting updates on the energy cleaner. My energy cleaner sale is in effect right now. Tom is the one and the only manufacturer of the energy cleaner. A marvelous healing device. That's what it is. A marvelous healing device. And it's always good to get caught up with Tom. Friday morning, Tom will be back with us to discuss emergency survival communications and ham radio. We've had dozens of men and women become ham radio operators. They send me the photographs of their ham shacks, of their antennas, their towers, and all the things that make it work. It's very gratifying. Second hour will be open lines. Dr. Huff is not available tomorrow. He's on vacation, a well-deserved vacation with his wife, Jackie, and I'm glad to see that he's doing that. The third hour, we'll have Maria Lassiter with us, the elected coroner. She's a scientist. The coroner of Texas County, Missouri. And she follows a lot of issues. Brilliant woman. I'm so very articulate. I'm so glad to have her with us every Friday. She's agreed to do that. Great lady. Very knowledgeable. And that'll wrap it up for the week. I hope you have a great weekend planned, that you'll take some time off to and have fun, as well as do some things to help your preps. Do a splitting of your time, so to speak. Prepper tip of the day, of course, is to find a safe haven now. Not too late. There's always hope to buy a piece of property, start a hobby farm, become part of an existing hobby farm with a relative, a friend, a neighbor, whatever it takes. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news,
Real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Now we're back. All right. My website is thelibertyman.com. Special announcement, tonight's John Moore Show meetup has been moved. It will not be in Rolla. It will be in St. James, Missouri, at Country Bob Restaurant on Highway 68. The actual address is 1202 North Jefferson. That's Highway 68 in St. James, Missouri. Country Bob's Restaurant. We get together at 4:30. It'll be in the second floor meeting room. Tomorrow we're getting together at the Sullivan Cinema 6 in Sullivan, Missouri to watch the movie Sound of Freedom. We're meeting in the lobby at 12:30. The movie starts at 1 p.m. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can make it. It's a docudrama about the international child trafficking, trafficking business. Hope you can make it there. And last but not least, the energy cleaner. We're going to talk about the energy cleaner for about 20 minutes here or so. And is on sale. The 4th of July sale. It goes until midnight tomorrow night. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. That said, we have the manufacturer energy cleaner with us. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
You sound bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, sir.
Been up since the sun came up. Hard at work.
That's late. When the sun comes up, I've been up two or three hours already.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's just my habit. I got to be ready to be a real radio guy at 0700 every day.
That's right.
Well, Tom, you've been had struggles over the past 3 years or so getting the necessary parts to manufacturing energy cleaners, and it's not quite as bad as it was several years ago, is it?
No, it's a lot better now, John, but there's still some long delays in certain items, some of the extruded plastics that I buy, some delays in that. The lead times are long, but you just have to plan accordingly.
Absolutely. Well, I'm getting a fresh delivery from you, in a day or two?
Something like that. Yeah, we'll talk, and I'll give you a better update on the schedule, but
okay.
That's what it looks like right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. The demand seems to be ever-increasing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I like to we have new listeners every week because of my appearances with Mike Adams and Dave Hodges on my show and Doug Hagman. New listeners every week. They barely know who I am. They don't have a clue who Tom Berryhill is. Never heard of something called the energy cleaner. So here we go. First of all, what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. It is not a Rife frequency generator. No, it's not. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner is an electronic healing device. It puts out an electrostatic signal that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. We focus on two things. We focus on pain mitigation. It could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. And we focus on getting a better night's sleep. Between those two things, Tom, we're looking at about half the adults in this country, aren't we, sir?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct. You don't have to look too far to see people hobbling around. I've always said just go to your local store and watch people with shopping carts. They're using the shopping carts to hold themselves up. We could help a lot of those people get rid of that pain and ease their suffering.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's what we do. Now, the energy cleaner itself is about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D as in delta, 9 D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges or dials or anything like that. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would go to one of my mattress pads that I offer for sale, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red and green, and telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. So that's what it does. It's how it works. And all you got to do is buy your engine cleaner, get your mattress pad, put the mattress pad on the bed, get the batteries inside the engine cleaner, and plug it in, and just sleep on it. That's all you got to do. Right, Tom?
It's that simple. Very, very simple. Just check the energy cleaner once a year to make sure the batteries aren't leaking and update it with new, fresh batteries on an annual basis, and you're set to go for many years of use.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's something that has helped thousands of people. I sell about 500 a year all over the world. We joke about, and we don't know if any energy cleaners down in the Antarctic, but there's given the fact that those men and women are pretty smart down there, there probably are some energy cleaners. But we don't know that. What we do know is we're helping people all over the planet, don't we, Tom?
That's right. They're all over the place, and I've even heard of people using them on cruise ships. I don't know if they're allowed to be used on aircraft on a regular basis, but I know some people that did on a long international flight. They actually used the thing on that flight. So I guess even on airplanes are being used somewhat.
Well, that's good to know. We had one person, they wanted to get an engine cleaner into the hospital, so they made a sign, a tag on the side of it that said, healing, what was it, prayer box, that's what it was, prayer box, right?
Yeah, that, well, it was Lee Kroc. They took an energy cleaner. It was a woman that they had, the doctors had her in intensive care, and they didn't think she would live much longer, and Lee and his wife went with a small case that they had labeled prayer machine, and they wanted to put this prayer blanket and over the woman that was in the bed, in the hospital bed, and use the prayer machine. They labeled it that way because they knew that the medical staff would think they're crazy, and but what could it hurt? Just some little box with a blinking light and labeled prayer machine. So they allowed it, and the woman was out of that hospital in a couple of days. So to the amazement of the medical staff, I wish I could have seen some of that take place. But that's how Lee got the job done.
Well, whatever works, that's what I say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. Before Tom got involved in manufacturing, they were hand-built one at a time with a beautiful Amish wood cabinet for $3,000 each. And people were lining up to buy them, weren't they, Tom?
They were, because they were happy to pay $3,000 for the results that they were receiving. And it was amazing to me that people would pay that much, but it was explained to me by one of the customers of Lee that they had no problem paying that because it was costing more than that on a regular basis for them to go to the doctor and be in hospitals and things like that. They were just looking for anything that would help them to not have to spend so much money on the medical care that they were being offered. So that's what they did, and they were happy to pay it. But I knew that most people would never be able to come up with that kind of money. And I worked with Lee. We got the price down to where it is today. Of course, Lee passed on in March of 2010, so he's no longer with us. But I'm sure he can look down and see what we're doing, and he's happy with it. So I did promise him that after he was gone, I would carry on with this type of work and keep the technology out there so people could take advantage of that for their health and well-being.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I do something that your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. Here's what I do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. As for me to you personally, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't involve Tom. Out of the 500-plus I sell a year, I get back about 1.25%. It's about 1%. About every 3 months, I'll get one return to me. And people say they didn't get any results. I talk about the one energy cleaner I got returned. It's been 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6. I opened the box. The stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. Ladies and gentlemen, energy cleaner is great. Energy cleaner works on one hand. On the other, it can't perform miracles. If you think the energy cleaner will fix you without your giving up your tobacco habit, without your giving up your excess alcohol consumption, without your giving up your main diet being Cheetos and soft drinks, well, you're wrong, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, you have. The first thing is to clean up your diet, get rid of the bad habits, smoking, drinking. Get that out of your life, and then use the energy cleaner and that technology to simply sleep on it, sleep on that pad, the blanket every night, and that's as much as you have to do. Check the unit once a year, change the batteries once a year. That's it. And I think most people would really find that it makes a huge improvement in their health and their lifestyle.
That's right. That's right. A huge difference in everything. And that's what we do. We help people achieve their goals. The mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner, they come in twin size, full, queen, king, California king. I now have micro plush throws, which you can use on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, and a small travel pad, which I've been using for long trips. If I'm driving more than a couple of hours, I like to have the energy cleaner signal helping me be more alert. And the over-the-road truck drivers, they love the energy cleaner, don't they, Tom?
Yes, they do. And I've heard from several of these people over the years, and they have pretty much all said the same thing. They wish they could just keep driving. If it wasn't for the mandated break, they could have gone for several more hours. They feel that relaxed and comfortable. It really helps these drivers. That's a tough job to begin with. And they get some lower back pain and aches and pains from doing that. And the energy cleaner helps them dramatically to make that trip a little easier. Each trip for them is a little easier because of this technology.
That's right. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the technology exists. It's tried and proven. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. Steve is a friend. Steve gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life when he was shot 3 times by a .45 caliber pistol, twice in the chest, both went through and through, came out the backside, one missing his heart by half an inch, and a third shot injuring his right hand. And his wife also got relief from lupus, and that was an unexpected bonus, wasn't it, Tom?
It was, and that was amazing to me how that took place. But it did happen, and she has no problems with lupus anymore. No evidence that she ever had it. That's the amazing part, John, but it did happen, and it was that was just incredible.
It was. And another bonus, your vegetable and fruit garden will have a much larger harvest if you use the energy cleaner, right?
That's true, and there's a lot of interest in this. It's so simple to do. You simply suspend a grid of chicken wire over the tops of your plants, whether it be a garden plot or in a greenhouse. You energize that chicken wire grid with an energy cleaner by just clipping onto the edge of it somewhere that's convenient. Just clip onto that chicken wire grid with the output cable supply with the energy cleaner, plug it into the energy cleaner, and just let it run. It's that simple. Now, you do want to keep the instrument itself, the energy cleaner instrument, out of direct sunlight and also dry. So you might want to put it in a plastic bag and keep it in the shade, or you might put it in a plastic tub, keep the lid on. That works quite well. Just keep it dry and out of direct sunlight and keep it connected to that grid. Most people have two units, one to use in their home, the other one for their garden or greenhouse. That's the best way to do it, although you could move it back and forth, I guess, if you wanted to do that. But it's that simple. You have to keep the chicken wire above ground. Don't let it get grounded, so use plastic insulators or the plastic fence post to suspend that chicken wire grid. It works great, and many people are trying this now with their gardens and having great success. Better vegetable production, that could be very important in the coming days, John, to produce more fruits and vegetables.
Well, every gardener I know always wants to increase their harvest to get better, to get more of it, to get better quality harvest. And this is a way to do it, and we know it works because it's been tried and proven, don't we?
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I'll be doing some of that here in the very near future. So greenhouse is going up, and be doing the same thing myself.
Right, right. Well, excuse me. Yeah, my wife and I are looking at getting a greenhouse, maybe more than one, set up ourselves, and the energy cleaner is going to be part of it, because we want our efforts to be rewarded with an excellent harvest. And with what's going on with the price and availability of food, everybody needs to be looking at their own gardens, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. That's very important. And I really think that by using the energy cleaner along with a small greenhouse, you could produce quite a bit of produce for your family and maybe even help the rest of your neighbors and perhaps take some to the farmer's market. And it would be a great way to make some extra money, but also meet your own needs for your vegetables. It's amazing how, if you set up properly a greenhouse and do some vertical growing as well as flatbeds, you could produce quite a bit in a very small space. It doesn't take a huge greenhouse to do this. And then you can grow year-round. If you keep the greenhouse close enough to your home that's already heated, you could ventilate some of your heating air into the greenhouse to keep it at the right temperature during the winter months.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Left! Fire!
we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, we got the word out that we've got what people need to regain lost health, to get past the arthritis pain, get their life back. And we haven't talked about this for a while, but we have men and women express regret for their procrastinating for 2 weeks, a month, 6 months, a year. We've had people procrastinate for a year. They hear our message, they wait a year, they get their energy cleaner, the mattress pad, and I get the email from them, John, I regret waiting so long. That year is gone. Once that year is gone, you can't get it back, can you, Tom?
No, it's gone. But the procrastination is a problem. I have some of that myself, John. But, you know, people have expressed that regret over the years. I've heard the same thing time and time again. Should have done this a long time ago. And then when I first got started with this, it's been 23 years now, and I had people say, well, I wish we would have done something like this years ago, but it wasn't known about years ago when we first started. You know, I let them know we're just getting this thing going. So they spread the word. Some of, I'd say many of our, if not most of our customers have come by word of mouth. But we get the word out the best we can. And it's amazing how well it works for people. And then before you know it, you're hearing from their neighbors, friends, family members. They see this person out and around and going to town, going to the restaurant, doing their shopping, and they're not moving slow like they used to. Arthritic pain and things like that was really slowing them down, and now they're moving good and getting things done. People take notice of that, and they inquire, and they want to know, what did you do? And they'll talk about the energy cleaner, and next thing you know, we're hearing from them. So that's how a lot of it happens. When people see something like that, they know it's for real. But there's still a lot of people that do doubt it. A lot of people doubt it. And I've had people tell me pretty much the same thing. Not too long ago, a gentleman told me that he has the best insurance and the best doctor's money can buy, and he doesn't think anything will work better than that. And I said, no, I think you're probably doing the right thing for you. tell him, though, you may consider the energy cleaner because it could improve what you're already doing.
That's right. Tom, thank you. We'll have you back in the morning to talk about emergency communications.
Thanks, John.
All right, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri. I get to live in the large, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
RepublicBroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. Yeah. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.